Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with John Butler of the Beef Marketing Group in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction Special Cow Sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Nought Ranches, 7 to 9-year-old heavy bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696, or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com. The Integrity Beef Sustainability Pilot Project is a 2-year program that's aimed at trying to break down the barriers along the various stops in the beef pipeline. From cow-calf operator to the feedlot operator to the packer to the processor to food service and then to the consumer. John Butler's Beef Marketing Group is in the middle of that supply chain, and he's got high hopes that this will deliver a blueprint to the industry of how to do things in a sustainable way.
Well, I'm hoping that we can verify, in fact, that we can create efficiency by taking these cattle from the Integrity Beef Program and actually capitalizing on the good work that has been done at the ranch level with those cattle through their better genetics and better animal health at the feed yard, and that we can prove that. And then I think it's very exciting to take the cattle that have that story with them, because all of these systems we've been talking about are verified, but they could take that story with them through the processor and ultimately to McDonald's. So now McDonald's has a product that sort of has a good housekeeping seal of approval inside, and maybe then they can have more success enhancing the trust of our product with their consumers.
Townsend talked about trust with consumers, one of the things they want to achieve through improving sustainability. That seems like that maybe is the golden ring out there.
I certainly feel like it is. I think there's a number of golden rings. Trust probably is at the top of the list. I think that validating some of these good practices that we're doing in the supply chain anyway is a great opportunity. I think that identifying places we can have efficiency is a great opportunity. I may be wrong, but I think those are things that I'm really looking forward to as a potential outcome to participating in the pilot project.
You're, of course, associated and chair currently of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Is this a natural step forward from what you all have been talking about and discussing?
It sure is. I think that, you know, the Roundtable has been very actively working on developing the indicators and then the metrics associated with how we're going to measure those indicators. And really, this project is independent of the Roundtable, but we are taking the Roundtable's framework, if you will, and applying it in this pilot project. So we'll take their indicators and the metrics that are suggested at the ranch level, at the feed yard level, at the packer level, and at the end user level. So, yeah, we're very excited to have the knowledge that the Roundtable has developed and begin to see if we can't execute, if we can't actually put cattle into a system and ultimately get a product that is focused on sustainability.
Cattle producer John Butler, who, as we mentioned, is chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.